before we partake in this great service, the service of tithes and offerings, where we honor God and we demonstrate our love before Him, I would like to bring forth some definitions of what a tithe is. These were gathered from many sermons, so we can see as a whole what tithes are. First, a tithe is something that is holy to the Lord, Leviticus 27:30, and all the tithe of the land is holy to the Lord. Why is it holy? Because it belongs to the Lord. When it is within our pocket, it belongs to the Lord. When we bring it into the church, it continues to belong to the Lord, and it remains holy. Tithe is a devoted offering, something that is devoted, Leviticus 27:28. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man may devote to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. And so if we treat the tithe as not just something holy, but as a great and devoted thing, then the Lord sees us as a holy Jerusalem that comes from heaven. The great city, why did it become great? Because we are given the great and precious promises, and we then become a partaker of God's nature because of it. If we treat our tithe as something greatly great and holy and devoted, then the Lord sees us as this great, as it sees us as this holy city, Jerusalem. And so when you talk to people in other churches, what is holy to them and what is success in their eyes and see what they say. And you can then determine where they stand and what is valuable to them. The next is, it is the first fruit, also known as the root. Exodus 23:19, the first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. I'd like to pay attention that to the fact that for the Lord to be able to bless us, we need to have a blessed root. If the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches, Romans 11:16. The blessing of the branches depends on how blessed our root is. If the root in us is the root of all evil, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6:10. And so the first fruit is as the root, and the root, for it to be blessed, we need to bless it with the service of tithes and offerings. The next, the tithe, is the best portion. Hebrews 7:4, now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. Abraham, when he met with Melchizedek, he gave to him the best that he had. He had seen the goals that Melchizedek revealed to him, and the Jerusalem that was built by God. And Abraham, seeing this goal, he utilized his means. He gave the best of what he had. And so when we give from our heart, we need to do it for the Lord and not for man. And if we have holy goals, and the means to achieve these goals also need to be correct and holy, Abraham gave of the best of what he had for this. And the best is everything we do from our heart to the Lord and not for men. If we work, for example, we're at our job and we hate our job, can this tithe that we then bring as a product of this please God? Tithe is also the firstborn. Genesis 4:4, Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. And so to bring the firstborn, we need to have the right priorities in life and never make what is secondary as primary. Primary takes first place, secondary takes second place. But as soon as priorities are changed, just like in the life of Cain, his priorities changed. He wanted a blessing, but he was not interested in the one who blesses. Abel wanted the blesser, God, and with the blesser, he wanted to receive the blessing. And so when he brought of the firstborn of his flock, he had the right priorities, and the Lord then looked upon him and respected him. Tithe is what is dedicated to the Lord, Leviticus 27:32-33. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, for whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not inquire whether it is good. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. Of course, it's talking about the tithe that needs to be dedicated to God. In the next components, we will see that the Lord says there are things you can't offer to God. They already belong to him. But there are offerings we can dedicate to God and dedicate ourselves within those things. When the firstborn was given and the flock would grow and they would just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the 10th, he was not selective or tried to choose which one it should be. He just, the 10th, the one that would be number 10 is the one that was dedicated. But if you do try to replace or exchange it, then both the one that was number 10 and the one that you tried to bring also, then both will become holy, and God will take both from you, whether you thought it was worthy or wasn't what you thought it wasn't worthy. And so when we bring our tithe, we need to understand that the Lord wants to see our personal dedication, because he is looking at us together with our tithe. The one that the rod falls upon, that tenth, and the one that is brought in addition will all be holy, and it can't be redeemed in any other way. These two have become now holy, and the Lord's, we ourselves become holy with our tithe. The tithe belongs to the Lord, Leviticus 27:26, but the firstborn of the animals which should be the Lord's firstborn, no man shall dedicate, whether it is an ox or sheep, it is the Lord's. And so it turns out that there are things in that we are not able to dedicate to the Lord. And so what is firstborn is, in this case, as we remember what we just talked about, that the one that fell on the 10th, number 10, is dedicated to the Lord. But as we know, when the first is born, he also is dedicated to the Lord. And this is, he is already holy to the Lord and can't be dedicated to the Lord. It's already holy and given to the Lord, not what you then choose to dedicate. It's automatically the Lord's. And so there are things that maybe that are in my possession but don't belong to me. And tithes and offerings are that thing. The tithe is what belongs to God. Offerings is what belongs to you, and you can dedicate. And so the tithe, when we're bringing it, we're bringing ourselves with it, and then we're sanctified. The tithe is offering to the Lord. Numbers 18:28, thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel. This is the offering that is brought to God, and by the means of which the Lord then says, will I not open for you the windows of heaven? And so we can be on our knees, and we can call to God, open up the heavens. God says, bring your tithes into my storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord. Will I not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out upon you blessing? You need to honor me, God says, and the tithe is That something we bring to God that opens for us windows of heaven, and the Lord then has the legitimate right to pour out his blessings upon us. Further, this is also the lot of the Levites. Numbers 18:21, behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And the sons of Levi are the high priest, the priests, the Levites. These are those who worked in the temple. We were born in a... I was born in a church where pastor... Or in a country where born, we were born, the pastors were not allowed to utilize the tithe because we didn't consider him worthy of that. But God sends his own people whom he does trust this tithe with. And so if we see a person with a large house or and a car and nice things, and if they have nice things, if a pastor has these nice things, a person stumbles upon these things, saying, well, why does he have these nice things? And unfortunately, they complain against a person whom God has trusted, and pastor has value. He has value, and the value of a pastor is different, and you can ask the question, who can replace this person? And this is where the value is truly determined. And so if this person is not valued, then woe to all of us. The tithe is the lot of the Levites. It is also a testimony. Hebrews 7:8, here mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. This is Apostle Paul saying to the Hebrews, they knew the law well, and they say here, in the Old Testament, mortal men had taken the tithes, but in the New Testament, and so in the New Testament, you can meet with Jesus Christ, and so they look at Paul and Peter, and they bring their tithes to Paul and Peter, they bring to men, but it's for the Lord. As in the Old and the New Testament, he was saying that he was trying to compare that between the Old and the New Testament, there's always going to be a middleman, the person who is called an apostle or person who represents the fathership of God, and he receives the tithe. He, on behalf of the Lord, receives the tithe. And here in the New Testament, the apostles receive the tithe. And there, in heaven, they have testimony that he lives. Tithes is a blessing for those who already have the promise. Hebrews 7:6-7. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Melchizedek blessed the promise that he had, and we all have this promise, and this promise will not be fulfilled in our life until it is blessed. And when we honor Jesus Christ in the form of Melchizedek, in this case, he did not come from the line of the Levites, and he represents Jesus Christ. And when we honor him, then our promise, the promise we have, is blessed. And that means we have the legitimate legal right, that we have the authority, the ability to receive this promise. Because all of the promises in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God. And as Apostle Paul says, through us, through the apostles. A tithe is a blessing for those who have the promise so that they would be yes and amen in our life. Tithes is, they partake in the service of the saints. 2 Corinthians 8:4-5, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. And so he's talking about the fact that they gave themselves to the service of the Lord and also gave themselves to the apostles. Sometimes a person says, he throws the money that he wants and says, well, this is sufficient. And so if there are services in the church or there are certain things that you can do in the church as an usher or operator, there are always things that are that there's always need of people to be able to do. Of course, there are churches where there may be even the wealthiest of people, they stand and just greet the people because they do this service and it's a simple service and they help in the service of the saints. And the last is tithe is obedience of our confessed gospel in Christ. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of their confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. 2 Corinthians 9:12-13. Right now we will sing a psalm and we will participate in this wonderful service to the Lord. This will be obedience to that gospel which we confess together in Christ. The service of tithes and offerings is one of the primary components in ways in which we can demonstrate our obedience. And if we just confess, but we don't honor God with our tithes and our offerings, if we don't demonstrate our love before Him, then the scriptures say, then I will be as this sounding cymbal. But we don't want to be this way. We want to show to the Lord that we glorify you and demonstrate our obedience to that gospel which we confess. Let us stand up and sing a psalm. Allow me to repeat after Apostle Arkady every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon. They were required, as a command they received from Moses, which he received from God, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel, connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.